Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Entine, and I am speaking about the week beginning Monday, the 5th day of February, and ending on Sunday, the 11th day of February. We have a new moon on Friday, but I'm going to be able to include that in this podcast, and the Lunar New Year of the Dragon will be on actually the 10th, for that is the shift off the new moon for the Chinese New Year. Okay. And so let's begin by the fact that Mercury enters Aquarius at 12:10 a.m. on Monday. And I believe I already discussed that transit. And so we know, we might know, we could know, that Mercury going into Aquarius is going to be very forward and future thinking. And this is one of the things I'm seeing about that new moon and some of the other aspects that are coming up for Aquarius very soon. I think that there is a lot of great, you know, new ideas and tremendous intuition coming in, but it's also true about Aquarius, because it's a fixed sign, that they can be open to new ideas and express them too. But if they're on it about something that they really believe or they really want, then that Mercury can be very stubborn, like a Taurus Mercury or any fixed sign Mercury. And it can surprise people, because you expect that, you know, change of mind could happen, and maybe it will, but also Mercury can get very, very focused on something. So we'll see how that goes. And it's going to be in Aquarius until the 23rd. And I see that, you know, pretty fast is the conjunction on the 5th day of February to Pluto. These are the big outer, you know, planet ones. Then on the 10th at the Lunar New Year, it's squaring Jupiter, and then it will be on the 16th, it looks like, square Uranus. It's really zapping through here. But one of the things that happens when you have also got Pluto conjunct Mercury is that it is now authoritarian. You know, it's seriously into the powerful, you know, and it can be a good power that's being transmitted. If you're looking about this sign as energy work and, you know, being able to focus your intentional thought on something, then, you know, Mercury-Pluto conjunction is about as strong as your intention focus can get. So use it if you can. And, you know, then again, that's on the 5th, which is the first day that we're talking about. And so, and that comes in, that exact is at 7:58 a.m. So if you're listening to this on Sunday, you know, you get up early on the East Coast and, you know, even earlier on the West Coast, or do your intentions the night before. Because Mercury enters when it's 12:10 a.m. here on the Eastern, that's only 10 after 9 on Pacific Coast. So you can do that work before Monday, and, you know, you'll be assisted also by the moon in Sagittarius sextile the sun in Aquarius that comes in at 6:55 a.m. on Monday as our first lunar aspect. And because it's going to take till 12:06 a.m. on Tuesday for the moon square Neptune to come in, moon in Sagittarius, you will be feeling more of the helpful, expansive ideas of Sag Aquarius as we go through a lot of the day until we get later in the day. And that's also when, again, we're going to start feeling the disorientation or the over-idealization, or, you know, things that are disrupting travel. That will be what we have for most of Monday and until just after midnight on Tuesday morning Eastern, which is again just after 9 p.m. on Monday for the Pacific Coast. So you will be in it, and just remember that. Void of course moon will enter Capricorn at 7:08 a.m. on Tuesday the 6th, and fortunate day, really quite a long sweep of fortunate energy. So we get Capricorn moon's sextile to Saturn, and that's in Pisces, of course, until 7:18 p.m. So a lot of structuring and helpful energy that's making us feel more secure that day and make good decisions that day. We can celebrate a little bit maybe when the moon in Capricorn is trine Jupiter in Taurus until 8:41 p.m. Now this is, let's say, an energy also where you're looking at the fourth lunar phase. This is the moon coming into that new moon. So some of the decisions that you make and some of these feelings of greater strength are going to be coming through also seeing what to shift and change and some things that need to be eliminated. Okay, so this is that cycle because you've got 3 days till the new moon. You're going into the dark moon, which means you don't see it in the sky. It's too close to the sun, and just about a day and a half from this. So, you know, the tiniest little sliver of the crescent moon, you know, right after the sun sets, but then it's gone. Not there. So we call it the dark or balsamic phase of the moon going into the new moon on Friday. So now after 8:41 p.m., here comes a very long and good conjunction, which is the moon in Capricorn to Venus. And that comes in on Wednesday at 3:12 p.m. So now you may be shifting your focus also back onto your career or your specific projects and goals, and having someone again come in who's, you know, cares about it for you, with you, and is also bringing maybe an opportunity for you. And then there is a moon in Capricorn's trine just 7 minutes later to Uranus and Taurus, and Venus is moving to that same trine to Uranus and Taurus, 4:25 p.m. So will that idea cause a positive change to take place? Well, it looks like it could definitely do that. And while that's all, you know, happening, Mars in Capricorn is going into a sextile to Neptune until 7:20, and the moon is moving on from the trine to Uranus to also sextile Neptune at 2:30 a.m. on Thursday. So this whole sweep is suggesting that this is a good time to take a look at something. It might be something new. You haven't thought about using this to help you, or you have been, you know, looking in a very conservative way, but somehow it looks like you may have to make a change, but it's a beneficial change. And there's even a real feeling about it that Mars has and the moon has. It's like a sensation instead of intuition about how this can work. The moon will join Mars, and that's exact at 2:52 a.m., and it's right before the sun squares Uranus and Taurus, which means that that influence isn't going to be as powerful as it would have been if it was before the void of course moon phase. So the moon, Mars, 2:52 a.m., Eastern Coast people probably sleeping. But I always say, you know, when the moon and Mars together, unless you are absolutely putting your energies together, it's like a moon-Pluto conjunction, it could bring more emphasis into the work, or it could bring arguments and irritation and impatience for that moon that it doesn't want to wait for this wonderful new thing to materialize, right? It tries to act too quickly or too forcefully. And the sun in Aquarius can represent an authority figure that would be squaring the change at 5:46 a.m. So fortunately, the moon is finished before that happens. 8:59 a.m. Thursday, and this was all Thursday morning I was talking about there, the moon enters Aquarius, 8:59 a.m., and that's where you get your moon-Pluto conjunction, 9:57 a.m. So again, there's this incredible end of the lunar cycle focus on the future. And also group dynamics and friendship dynamics and electronic issues or electronic gifts that the universe has given us, or, you know, this is, So that is the early morning after the moon enters Aquarius right away, pretty much an hour later. This is an hour full of moon conjunction Pluto. So just be aware that that can become obsessive. All right, moon-Pluto conjunction. And, you know, if there's issues and you can't reach people on the electronics, you'll be like, oh, it won't be fun, it won't be good. So you're going to have to breathe through that. The moon will join Mercury after that. So if you needed to make a connection, you needed to do some marketing, or you needed to do some kind of an outreach on something that's already been in the works, then that's the period of time until 6:25 p.m. on Thursday. Wrap it up, because it's the day before the new moon, so the energy is lower. So people may be scurrying around to try to get somewhere or to get some information. Jupiter is the square for the moon in Aquarius at 10:10 p.m. And so, you know, try not to overdo, and understand that other people are going to hold on and not be as willing to take the ride. Even when the moon in Aquarius squares its ruler, Uranus and Taurus, which won't come in until Friday at 3:35 p.m., it's still really a difference in the ideas about how a change could affect the future and different aspects, again, of, say, the group energies or friendship energies. And on Friday at 5:59 p.m., the moon joins the sun, and we have our new moon in Aquarius. And what we are also looking at right now, and this has happened not just, this isn't the first year of this crunch of planets in the same area of the chart. The thing that's different is that it's moving a little bit towards Taurus and away from Capricorn as Pluto's leaving that sign and, you know, won't always start the ball rolling. Right now, Venus and Mars are in Capricorn for the new moon at, again, 5:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday, February 9th. Now, that's Eastern Time, and I set it up for Washington, D.C., and so we know what's going on in our government in the United States. It's, you know, Mars, Venus and Mars have been sort of, you know, trying to meet up and in Capricorn. I think they meet up in Aquarius, I believe, but Venus is pushing and Mars is pushing for some kind of a happy dream. It's a sextile to Neptune in Pisces. And Venus is moving towards, just away from her trine to Uranus and Taurus. Venus in Capricorn is trying to get something to happen. I mean, this is what I keep feeling with this new moon. It's like, please, can we get something to happen? And somehow or other, there are some square energies that are holding things up and blocking. So this is in our lives as well as in the outer experience. So the sun and moon are joining at 20 degrees of Aquarius. Where is that in your birth chart? What aspects does it make in your birth chart? This will give you some ideas about how you are going to be feeling this new moon, which of course we make intentions for, and this all this energy of intention is around us. Uranian things are about change, about groups and friendships, about goals for the future. You know, this is or even electronics, something that you might want or something you want to do in the field of electronics somehow. The sun and moon are in a square to Uranus and Taurus. They have both just come off a square to Uranus, okay? So they know that despite the fact that there is a potential, and Taurus is a sign that deals with finance, you know, for sure. Again, it's not working easily, and there's Mercury that's just come off the conjunction to Pluto in Aquarius, and Mercury is headed for the exact square to Jupiter in Taurus. So it's like hearing in the news that the feds think things are going great. You can't quite figure out how that's so because you've seen inflation and you know what your life looks like, right? And it's like, huh? Things are, you know, the economy's going great? For who exactly? Can you tell me? But one thing that we have also heard is that they aren't going to drop the interest rate so soon. And we were kind of hoping they would, especially if we were looking to purchase real estate. And that's also a Taurus area. Or sell real estate. It's a little harder to sell because at this point, the interest rate is high enough that people are paying much more for a loan. Not as much as they have in the past in the history of our country, but more than the 2% that a lot of people were getting not that long ago. So this is the pressure pot. That's in that's how I see it. Saturn has and Jupiter are kind of going in a back and forth sextile kind of energy. So Jupiter is trying to give us some optimism so that Saturn isn't too upset and too worried about things going completely off the rails, you know. And so that's also here in this chart. And so, I mean, we do have the sextile of the sun and moon to the north node in Aries and the dwarf planet Eris, who is, you know, the one that's trying to shake things up and get things moving. We've had a lot of trouble with that. Have you noticed? So it may also be reflected in your own life. And again, where this big group of planets are located in your chart is going to be where most of the action is. So for Washington, it comes from the house of, let's say for them, investment, and then it's very concerned with work and health, and then it goes into law and bills and things like that, and then it goes to shared resources and, you know, what are we doing about insurance, income tax, and loans. And then it goes to the house of looking at expanded ideas and also looking at some laws and things such as that. That's the whole crunch. That's the area for the government in Washington, D.C. under this new moon energy. So, I mean, things, you know, until we get the inner personal planets past Taurus, which will happen because, you know, Taurus is May, right? Then the the chart will start to expand beyond this crunch, and we will just be looking at Pluto starting off in Aquarius, and then, you know, we'll get beyond into Gemini and then Cancer, and you know, but this is that time of the year that this happens because of where the outer planets are, and the fact that Saturn is with, you know, that same segment, Saturn in Pisces is, you know, not far enough away from, as it sometimes is, Neptune and Uranus and Pluto, that is making, you know, and Jupiter now, that's making that heavy crunch energy. But it will expand, it will move on, but that's what we've got with this new moon. And going off the new moon, we see that Mercury square Jupiter come in on Saturday at 8:25 a.m. But you know, they have promised us that the year of the dragon, which is starting on the 10th, with that now waxing first quarter phase of the moon, this is going to be a good year, they say. The wood dragon is going to make things happen, be prosperous. And many of the signs, even though they might not, that might not be their most resonant thing, the dragon, and you'd have to look these things up very easily. Google Year of the Dragon 2024, and Google will give you thousands of opportunities to understand what it means. But it's power. But the wood dragon seems to be power for us to build and make good things happen. And so let's believe that. let's put our energy into that. And as we come into Saturday, the moon in Pisces, 8:42 a.m. And that's going to join Saturn for the day until 8:45 p.m. So that's like, you know, 12 hours worth of this kind of downer. So, you know, you may be working on things that day, the 10th. Maybe this, you know, you've got a little bit of stuff you need to handle. Maybe there's someone in trouble that you need to help, however that is, you know. And your own mood, you need to find ways to lift it. And don't let yourself go down too far, because right after that, the moon is sextile Jupiter until 10:05 p.m. Yes, and then it goes sextile Uranus and Taurus until 3:07 p.m. on Sunday the 11th. So it's brightening up. Yes, it is. Don't forget that while the moon is joined to Saturn. And then the whole day, Sunday, until 11:31 p.m. Eastern time, because the moon in Pisces sextiles Venus in Capricorn. And so that should be a lovely energy, softening the Venus, letting her be a little bit more sensual instead of focused on business and, you know, things that need to be done, you know. So that's a kind of a good ending to the week. But we are looking at, after 11:31 p.m., which is only 8:31 p.m. on the West Coast, a Moon-Neptune conjunction. That will come in at 2:11 a.m. on Monday morning. So that is the week. And you know, I don't think I have to tell you, unless you've only tuned in for the very first time, that a Moon-Neptune conjunction is either going to be the height of spirituality and creativity, dance and music, or it's going to be really deceptive and very foggy and stuff. So not a good night to be out if there's weather going on. What we'll be talking about as we move from the first quarter into the second quarter phase of the lunar cycle, Mars will enter Aquarius. And we are going to have a volatile experience at Mardi Gras on Tuesday the 13th. We need to talk about that. And Valentine's Day, we're going to talk about that. That's the day after. That's Wednesday, the 14th, Venus will also enter Aquarius that week, and that'll be on Friday. So we'll be talking about these things, and I'll be wishing you all the best, and remember your intention setting for the new moon. And I will say goodbye for now.